From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Caribbean is feeling the brunt of Hurricane Irma, billed as one of the most powerful storms of the past century. The Category 5 storm lashed Puerto Rico with high winds and heavy rains, causing widespread outages. Irma is blamed for several deaths. A local official of the French part of St. Martin's at the French Dutch-ruled island is almost completely destroyed. The situation is much the same on the two-island nation of Antigua and Barbuda, which suffered a direct hit from Irma early Wednesday. Garfield Burford is news director of ABS-TV on Antigua.
Over 90% of the buildings there were either destroyed or severely damaged. It's almost a wipeout of what happened, a wipeout on Barbuda. From the air, the pictures are almost surreal.
The storm is expected to impact the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos, and Bahamas Thursday and Friday, and could impact Florida by week's end, where Rick Scott is governor.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. This is serious, and we cannot take chances. Is life-threatening. This is not a storm you can sit and wait through.
Two more storms were upgraded to hurricane status Wednesday, Jose in the Atlantic and Katia in the southwest Gulf of Mexico. In Togo, tens of thousands took to the streets of Lomé Wednesday, demanding the resignation of President Faure Gnassingbé, who has ruled since 2005, after the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema, who held office for nearly 40 years. This protester demanded the return of the 1992 Constitution and term limits. He said the Togolese leader and his family must leave. The president met with his cabinet on Wednesday to discuss a measure to reinstate term limits, an issue that's been defeated before. This is VOA News. Pope Francis begins the first full day of a five-day visit to Colombia with a message of support for the country's peace process, a year after an agreement to end the hemisphere's longest-running conflict. After arriving at the papal nuncio's residence Wednesday, Francis called on the crowd to pray for him. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, last year agreed to disarm and advance their cause through the political process. Israeli warplanes Thursday targeted a Syrian military position in western Hama province, killing at least two soldiers. Israel has expressed alarm over the growing Iranian influence in Syria. Wednesday, UN Syria peace envoy Stefan de Mistura said the country is facing a moment of truth. He pointed to a U.S.-backed rebel effort to liberate Raqqa from Islamic State and the breaking of an IS siege around Deir ez-Zor by Russian-backed Syrian and allied forces.
The military situation has been improving, but it's time to negotiate. And for the opposition to do the same in a realistic, unified way, that is going to be very soon after Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor.
De Mistura also posed the question about whether the opposition is prepared to accept that they didn't win the war. He called on both sides to engage in serious dialogue about peace next month. President Donald Trump said while the time for talking with North Korea is over, the use of military force is not his first choice. Mr. Trump spoke by phone with his Chinese counterpart Wednesday, Xi Jinping, who insisted dialogue is the only way to defuse Korean tensions. Sung Yoon Lee is a Tufts University Korea analyst.
What Trump is referring to is the kind of concessionary diplomacy negotiations that the U.S. and South Korea and others have been engaged in for the past 20 years. So, yes, there will come a time for talks, but not right now. We need to put more non-lethal financial sanctions on North Korea.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is preparing a draft U.N. Security Council resolution that, among other things, calls for an oil embargo on North Korea. The U.S. Wednesday slapped sanctions on two senior South Sudanese officials and the country's former army chief, as well as three companies over rights abuses, obstructing peace efforts, and corruption in the country's civil war. Philippine soldiers rescued two Indonesian sailors Thursday after a firefight with their Islamist Abu Sayyaf captors in southern Sulu province. The Indonesians had been kidnapped months ago. At least five Islamist militants reportedly were killed. President Trump has reached agreement with opposition Democrats in Congress to extend the nation's debt limit to avoid the specter of default, fund government operations through December 15th, and provide disaster relief for the residents of Texas recovering from Hurricane Harvey. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.